Welcome to an all-new episode of Sip the Sauce. I'm your host, Lydia, and today I have the pleasure of having with me Diane Allen.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be here, Lydia, with you and all the wonderful listeners.
Thank you. So the reason I have Diane here is she has 40 years in the mental health industry, and she's currently an intuitive mentor. And then she's got a blog that just really hit me and spoke to me. And that's what today's episode is really going to be about, is kind of going into this one specific blog post, because she's got so much knowledge, so much experience. We would be here all day if we went through everything she has expertise on. So this specific blog is called Are Your Head and Heart Aligned? And that hit me really hard, because I think not just within myself, but a lot of friends and stuff that I talk to, we're never aligned. The head says one thing, the heart says another thing. And it's like this, sometimes it feels like an unattainable goal to get both head and heart aligned. And for me, it's one of those things where I feel like I'm starting to spin out of control, and I just kind of stop myself and I say, okay, we need to get grounded. I think a lot of my friends and family have heard me say, you know, I can't do something right now. I need to get grounded. And that's, you know, my poor man's version of Diane's her phases to align your heart in your head. For me, that's just kind of stopping, kind of centering, taking all the distractions out, and really trying to figure out what is going on, what I want, and kind of reconfiguring. But Diane, do you want to kind of let us know how you came about with this process, and kind of explain the process for us?
Sure, I'm happy to. And first of all, Lydia, the word grounding, when you say you have to be grounded, that's everybody's term who is in the know. So you're using the right term. It's all about
Perfect.
Being grounded. Because the way I see it is, us humans, we're kind of in between the energy spiritual world and the human world. We're like in the middle. And so it's our job to kind of stay aligned. And we're not taught to do that. We're taught to live in our head from here up, and ignore our emotions, ignore our gut, ignore our spiritual essence, and just think, and figure. And whenever a client says to me, I'm going to figure it out, I always say the answer's not in figuring. Because if figuring would have done it, you wouldn't have to figure, because we're really good in our head. So that longest distance between the brain and the heart, that's what started this whole blog. Is I had talked to several clients, and they're all having the same kind of struggle. I wrote a book called Hope Realized, which is a daily meditation book where I unpack lots of concepts about having hope, and then give homework every day, do these actions, and then journal about it every day so that there's a rhythm to our alignment. And so these four phases are in that book in different ways too. But I sat back and I go, okay, well, how do I get aligned? What do I do? And then I said, well, let's make it simple so it's easy to remember, and let's make it so it's tangible and manageable. So I came up with four phases, because four is an easy number. We can do four. Most yeah. people can do four. You know, like if we get over like 5, 6, 10, you know, that's too many. So right. we'll do four, make it easy. And so the first one is having awareness, paying attention, like the need to be grounded, or what is going on? Because we live in a culture where we're constantly bombarded and we're not paying attention. And if we're not paying attention and we don't have awareness, it's impossible to be aligned, grounded, or really even feel happy, because we're so distracted. So for me, the first phase is awareness, like internal awareness. How's my heart beating? What's happening with my right little toe? How do my eyes feel? And kind of checking on my whole body, like, am I aware? Like, what's my shoulders doing? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And having also awareness on the energy, my emotion, what that is, what I would label it. And then awareness of what I'm thinking about, because the body, the emotions, the mind, and the spirit are intrinsically connected. They all go together. So when we can identify what that loop looks like and we have awareness of it, now we can be in command and say, do I need to shift? Do I want to shift? And if so, here, how and why? So awareness is real important. And that's for some people, that takes work, you know?
Yeah, that's so hard for a lot of people to become aware of their, not just their body, but their surroundings and their environment. 'Cause, you know, with today's culture, and I say today, and it's a little different because I feel like COVID has kind of made everybody take a step back and become really like hyper aware of what's going on around them. But I would say pre-COVID, everything was go, 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 work, 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 make the money, become famous, you know, be successful. No one was really, you know, stepping back and really looking at their life and their body. But because of COVID, where people spent the first, 4 months essentially locked down in their home, I think a lot of people had to face the fact that they were not doing well. And it was really, really hard for them to look at that.
Oh, totally true. I totally agree with you. And in a way, that's a payoff of COVID, is people starting to get in touch with what they were so distracted from for so long, because it's dangerous. That's what causes disease, is being disconnected from who we are. And, you know, we're human beings, not human doings.
Exactly. That's a great quote.
It's like, you know, so slow it down a little bit. And if it takes COVID to do it, then, you know, we can be grateful for that part of it, because yes, we need to all learn how to live comfortably in our own skin.
100%.
You know, yeah. So the second phase is attunement. Now, I borrowed that word. You know, they all start with A. Every phase starts with A, because I like to have things simple. So sometimes I'll spell a word. Sometimes they'll all start with the same letter. These all start with the same letter. And so attunement means to literally tune in my heart to the heart of others, and also my heart to my environment, my heart to the trees around me, or the birds outside, or the full moon, or how does my heart space feel when I'm tuned in to that thing, whatever it is, whether it's another person or a meditation I'm doing. I love to do attunements when I'm outside with trees or plants, because they're just there hanging out with us. And so we can kind of see if we can get in their vibe, if you will. So attuning to what's going on is really important. And that's a deeper level of awareness. It's really letting our heart open up a little bit, which for some people, that's a lot of work. And then to start connecting from a heart space with others, whether it's with our family or our friends, of course, with ourselves, our animals. You know, dogs and cats are really good for helping us learn attunement. You know, because I have a client and we were on FaceTime, we're working, and she started crying. And within 20 seconds, my dog got a toy. She was sleeping previously, got a toy, came over and tried to put it in the phone to give it to my friend or my client who was crying. And so dogs are attuned. They know what their humans are doing and they respond. That's why they're always with us. So they will know if we're in hurting or we need them, they will be right there without us having to call them. That's what being attuned is. It's being aware on that deeper level without putting our mind in the middle and messing it up, and just saying, oh, okay, this is how it is. This is what I need to be. And it's a flow. It has a sense of beauty to it. So I kind of imagine, have you ever been tubing down a river? Have you ever done that?
I have.
That's what I think of attunement as, when you're just laying in that tube, you know, and you're just surrendered and you're just kind of going down and you're feeling the water and you're looking around and you're enjoying it and you're soaking it all in and you're just in it and you're flowing down the river. You're not trying to fight the river or any of that stuff. To me, that's what attunement feels most like, that beautiful, gentle flow of tubing down the river.
That's amazing. Like, I think that's where I know I personally fall short. It's, you know, when you talked about getting out into basically into nature and just kind of connecting with nature and just feeling the energy and the vibes of the trees and the plants and kind of really just getting down, I guess, to like the root of yourself. Like that's the part where that takes a lot of practice for me. I can do it for a small amount of time, but then all of a sudden, you know, all the other things start seeping back into my mind. And that's personally something that I want to get better at, is just getting out there and just feeling and, you know, going with the flow and just letting all of my, you know, just getting in tuned with my energy in the world.
Right. And so the way to do it is have protected and dedicated time where that's what you do. You put it in your calendar, like the most important meeting of the day.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Protected and dedicated are the words. We protect the time and it's dedicated to that purpose. Because, you know, when I started out, I mean, I've been doing these practices now for probably 40 years or so. And so I'm pretty good at it now. But in the beginning, I wasn't very good at it. I took me little by little, little baby steps. And so I was taught by a very wise person those words, protected and dedicated. Protect the time and dedicate it to letting myself be more in the flow and more tuned in. And so every single day, 7 days a week, no matter what's going on, there is time in my schedule in the morning, middle of the day, and the evening to tune in. Middle of the day one is a good reset time, so that if my day is going a little harried, that I know I have a dedicated time in my calendar, and nothing can get scheduled on top of it, to stop and breathe and go back and be back in the flow and have my head and heart aligned, so that the second half of the day will go just as beautiful and wonderful as the first half of the day. And if the first half is going wonky, the second half gets better.
So do you have a suggested time length?
The best time length to work up toward is 20 minutes each time.
Okay.
20 minutes is, if you're breathing at the pace of most humans, it takes 20 minutes for all those deep breaths to kind of nourish all the levels of our being. But I tell people, start, even if you start for 5 minutes or 1 minute, and work your way up, because 1 or 2 minutes is better than 0 minutes. Okay. So anything we do is beneficial, but I do 20 minutes all three times minimum. Sometimes I do longer because I love it. But like, if I'm out and I'm hanging out with the full moon, or right now the weather was beautiful this morning, I was out with the Cardinals and the Hawks, that will tend to get me to stay there longer. Wow. I'll just want to go be in that space longer. And so I do. When I first started doing it, I wasn't very good at it, so I'd get frustrated a lot. And then I'm like, no, protect a dedicated time. And I just made myself do it, even if I didn't want to. I didn't care what my brain said. I did it anyway. And that's what the breakthrough was. So your brain, as I say, your ego is not your amigo. So your brain will talk you out of the healthy things in about 2 seconds. So you don't listen to everything your brain says, because a lot of the stuff your intellect says is are lies. They're not true. So if you want to get more tuned, then you have to override the inner lie that says, got to get going. And the real reason is no, we don't. No.
Oh, that's great.
So we never let a lie go unchallenged. If your brain is running the show, it's probably running you amok. Let the ego stay at work, because we need our ego to help us solve problems, but we don't need our ego to live.
Right.
Right. And so it's perfectly okay to say, stay over there. Like, no, because I'm really smart. I'm gifted, but I've learned how to keep that part of me in the right place of the bus. I kind of imagine a big bus, and most people let their intellect drive the bus, which is why they wreck all the time. So my intellect's in the back seat watching, you know, some kind of DVR movie or something. And then my emotions and my spirit are in the front seat taking care of things. So I've switched the order around.
That's a good visual.
You know, I imagine like, you know, one of those big old school buses all painted all wild and everything. And you go ahead back in the back seat. We'll call you when we need you, like to solve a problem or something. But otherwise, my question is, how does it feel to me? Mm-hmm. Like even coming on your podcast, like how did this feel to have this conversation? Ooh, this feels really good. So my answer is yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had a lot of people approach me for podcasts or that I reach out to and I think it's going to be good. And then I meet them and I go, well, it doesn't feel great. It's not because it's bad or wrong. It just doesn't feel in alignment for me in that moment. It's not a judgment. And people think it is, but it's not. It's more like, oh, how does it feel? If it feels great, do it. If it doesn't feel great, wait until it does feel great.
Yeah.
You know, there's a timing, there's a beauty in everything. And when we honor that, our stress level goes down, our digestion is better, our lives are better, our relationships are more harmonious, we have less anxiety, we sleep better, everything's better when we just ratchet it back a little bit. And so that's where everybody's growing in consciousness, is that deeper awareness. That's what this attunement and awareness is about, is how does it land on me? And then how is what I'm going to do or how is what I'm not going to do land on the greater good, the family, the community, the world, and then make our decision of how our next step, which is the next phase, is aligned action. Then choose an aligned action that is aligned with head, heart, and gut. That's for the greatest good of all concerned. My constant question in my head is what I'm about to do for the greatest good of all concerned? All meaning me too, not an exclusion of me, but how is what I'm going to do? What's my aligned action going to be for the greatest good? Down to recycling or not stepping on that ant over there, to what I say to a person, or holding a door for somebody at the store, or putting my shopping cart away, or answering a phone call in the middle of the night to a friend in distress. There's a gazillion things, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we're not tuned in, our actions cannot be aligned, which means they're not really as effective as they could be. But the truth is, it's yes and. It's yes and. It's not all or none at all, because I know young people who are really tuned in and they can say it doesn't feel right, and I agree with them. Other people say it doesn't feel right, and it's just an angry, fear-based response to avoid. So it's really about that each person taking individual personal responsibility for growing in their awareness and being real and authentic and honest about what's really true. Mm-hmm. Really true. Like not the pretend true, you know? And as people do that, then we have a better world.
I like, so the thought process, and again, I'm a visual person. So in my head, I can see, you know, aligning the head, the heart, the gut, and how it's just how harmonious that would be to have everything just centered and just working together. I feel like that's the goal is, you know, yes, to get all of that aligned so that you are living as centered and grounded as you can.
Absolutely. Completely. I always imagine this beautiful golden light coming down through my head and it's like all lit up. And when the light doesn't have to do this, you know, it doesn't have to like all over the place or it gets blocked, you know, I just imagine it. And then I also imagine it grounding me into the earth, you know, going all the way through and like aligning my body almost like a light spine, you know, like made of light. Mm-hmm. And grounds me into the earth. And that's what matters to me, is am I really totally aligned with all aspects of me? Because then I'm healthy and I'm happy. And I can do more good for the world that way. I'm more useful. I'm a beneficial presence then. I'm not, you know, just hanging out.
Everybody talks about things falling into place. And I think when people use that phrase, they're talking about career or life happenings, but they never kind of, and I'm one of those people, you know, I never switch it around and talk about, you know, myself falling into place. I talk about external things falling into place.
Right. And that's a big shift for a lot of people in Western societies, because we were trained in the Aristotelian way of seeing things of outside world. Truthfully, our outside world is a reflection of our inside. So Plato was a bit more accurate here. And so we want our internal alignment to be there, and therefore our external world will reflect in kind. So when we do that, then we win on both counts, which I think is pretty cool.
It is. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so the fourth phase is assess your progress and assess things. Pay attention. Really, I would put pay attention to with that. Heads up, you know, heads up all. Is what I'm doing working? How is it working? You know, am I protecting and dedicating my time to invest in me? What's going on? Because if you don't give yourself a feedback loop that's very, very consistent and regular, you can be off course for a long period of time and not even know it. And then now you're cleaning up a mess. So I'm a big one on regular assessment of where am I? Am I standing up to what I said? Do I need to change my course of action to get where I say I want to go? What is happening? So assessment to me is a very, it's pivotal, because it's kind of like, yeah, me, would you just like only check on your finances like once a year? Probably not. Right. So why would you check on your emotional or mental health progress once a year? That would be goofy.
So do you have a set time or anything throughout your week that you use for assessment, or do you just kind of, I mean, you've been doing it so long, I'm sure it's like a natural thing, like, oh, I can feel myself getting off track. Mm-hmm. But at the start of your journey, did you kind of set some additional time to think about this and to assess yourself?
Yes, I absolutely did. And I still do, actually. I still have the same practice. I do two different things. One is every Sunday evening after dinner and at least a couple hours before I go to bed. So usually around 7 or 8 or somewhere in there, depending on what I'm doing. I sit down with a pen and paper and I just kind of open my calendar to the week. Like, what did I do this past week? What's coming up next week? And kind of look at like my life. What's it all? What is it all? And then I assess it. Say, okay, did I do what I said I would do? Did I act in integrity? What is there anything left over from the week that like, ooh, I forgot, or I need to answer that email or whatever? Like, do I need to clean up anything? And then I spend a few minutes meditating and going within and kind of checking, like, am I aligned? What's going on? Is there any anxiety happening in here? What, you know, what's going on? And make sure that I'm feeling all aligned. And then I choose if I need to add. So if I say I missed meditating a couple times the previous week, then I might need to add extra time in the next week to kind of get myself back going again, or something like that. So I would then adjust my next week's schedule, because I put all my self-care in my schedule. So everything's there, so I can't hide it. And it's all color-coded. Like, you know, you could tell by looking at it what I've been doing. And then, so I do that every Sunday. Then every evening, I do a very similar kind of daytime check. Like, I don't look at my calendar or whatever. That's kind of more internal, just breathing and journaling and relaxing and meditating and getting off screens and getting off, you know, all that stuff, and just saying, all right, how are we? Are we sad today? Are we anxious today? Or really joyful today? What's going on? And honoring it no matter what it is, but being truthful about it and saying, okay, this is where I am. And then what is it? Then the next question is, what is it that I need? Do I need a little bit more self-love? Do I need to take a bubble bath? Do I need a journal? Do I need to connect with somebody? Like, what needs to happen to bring equilibrium to the system? And sometimes nothing needs to happen. In the beginning, more things needed to happen. Now less things need to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So just kind of depends. But I do that all the time. And then throughout the day, I do it now too. But I have protected and dedicated time to say, okay, what's happening?
You know, the first, I would say, big assessment I had to make was when I went back to work. So even though, you know, COVID's, you know, still going on, we're back in the office 75% of the time. And so to be back in the office, you know, that first week or so, I was like, okay, I can't continue with my pre-baby schedule. I can't be here and work and then only have a little bit of time to spend with my son before he goes to bed. So I had to, it was causing me anxiety. I just didn't feel right about it. So I'm lucky enough to have a boss that I was able to go in and say, hey, I want to shift my hours. I want to come in earlier, but I want to leave earlier so I can spend more time with my son at the end of the day. And, you know, luckily I got the approval, but for me, that was like the first mm-hmm. big assessment I did after you know, having my son and going back to work, you know, it was a big adjustment for me. And since then, I've had to do, like you said, those assessments where it's like, okay, something's off, something's missing. I realized at one point it was that I didn't have me time, you know, I didn't have any personal time just to do something that I like and that I love, because that's something that makes me internally just feel good. Mm-hmm, and so I actually started taking piano lessons and I started my podcast. And so now I'm feeling like internally enriched, which I think is switching over to me being a better mother, because I'm more energized. I'm more positive. I'm more, you know, I'm more about life and getting in there. And so, you know, I'm just at the beginning of my journey of being aligned. But it was, you know, listening to you talk about your own assessments, I was like, you know, I had those and you know, little doses myself so far.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly the way to do it. Because had you noticed it would be uncomfortable with that previous schedule with your son, and you did nothing, and you said nothing to your boss, and you lived in fear, and you didn't even try to make it work, like a lot of people do, right? Mm-hmm. Then you would be suffering a lot of negative long-term consequences emotionally and otherwise, because you would be regret. You would be causing regret. You would be causing worry. You would be causing all these misalignments. But because you spoke up and asked for your needs to get met, and then your boss then had the opportunity to meet your needs, because people aren't mind readers, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that could have been a bunch of misalignments staying aligned, because you were healthy enough to ask for what you need and what's important to you and take a stand for what's important. And that basic thing, a lot of people have a hard time with, you know, just especially to their boss, because they think their job owns them. And that's not true.
Right.
So good for you. I give you like an A+ on that, asking right out of the gate. Because some people I work with have spent many years avoiding that. And when I try to teach them how, like, oh, I get all nuts. And so you get like an A+. I'd give you a gold star on your forehead if we were next to
Thank
each other.
You.
Because it's true, you know?
So those are your four phases. And I just love them. I mean, when I read that, I was like, that is spot on to what I try and need to get better at doing, and what so many people in my life should try and do. That was, you know, as soon as that was the most important thing about doing this interview with you, is because I know it's something I needed to hear. And I know there's so many people out there that need to hear it as well. It's just, you know, and I, as we kind of said before, like, you know, the unexpected positives of COVID has been that people are slowing down and they've spent more time with their families. They spent more time with themselves, and they've started realizing, you know what, I don't like this about myself, or I could probably do better at this, or, you know, I would feel better about myself if, you know, this was better. You know, they've come up with all of these things that they know they need to do better about themselves, or they would like to change. And a lot of people don't know how to start that process. And so your four steps here really can give somebody, you know, a start. And then if they listen to the podcast and actually hearing it from you, you know, they can hear, you know, your explanation of it, and it can really help a lot of different people start that alignment journey, which really does at the end of the day benefit you internally. And then, like you said, your environment is a reflection of you. So if you're aligned and doing well, then your environment's going to be aligned and doing well.
Exactly. And if you're a parent, then you, when you're aligned and you get rid of all the gook, and so you can get yourself aligned, then your children, no matter what age they are, benefit by nature, the connection, and your parents benefit, and whoever's around benefits, the whole world benefits, because everything is connected to everything. Einstein said that. He was a pretty smart dude. So if everything's connected to everything, right? Everything is connected to everything. Like everything is connected to everything, not just some things. Then anytime we improve, anytime we meditate that minute longer, anytime we are aligned that minute longer, the whole world benefits. It's so true. I always say that a lot of people like strive to be independent. Well, independence is not the goal. Independence is teenagers when we know everything. Remember that when you were a teenager and you knew everything? We all did. We knew more than anyone else sucking air when we were teenagers, when the truth was that wasn't the case. The goal is interdependence. The goal is knowing what gift I bring to the table and honoring and knowing what gift you bring to the table and us interdependently sharing all of humanity. Mm-hmm. That's the goal. The goal is not being an island or siloing ourselves or saying we're different. There's more the same about us than different anyway. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that everybody starts stepping up and saying, okay, well, what am I bringing to the table in goodness and peace and wholeness and all that? And then how can I be interdependent with others? Independence is being stuck in adolescence. That is not the goal. And people who stay in that goal suffer in adulthood.
Yes, 100%. I know several people that,
that me too.
Speaks to right now.
Me too. I sit back and I watch it and I'm like, you know, I've been doing this 40 years. Come on, people, let's start waking up. Come on. And then, you know, there's moments of hope. And then there's moments of, oh no, well, just keep going. Just keep shining my light like a lighthouse. Just keep on going. Shine. Mm-hmm. And hopefully more and more people will start getting aligned. And then we have a better world. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when I meet a person, all I see is God with skin. And I see their spiritual essence. And I love them, whoever they are, from my heart to their heart. I just love them. And then I get curious about what cool thing are they bringing into my life, because they're not in it by accident. Even if it's the cashier at the grocery store or the person down the street, doesn't matter who they are. There's no accident. And so when you live life aligned and curious like that, you have such a blast because everybody's just trippy and cool and fun to be around.
That is, you know, I could probably spiral on this because you just said something that I personally always think about is, you know, the people who are brought into our lives, you know, it's so many things. It's like, okay, they're brought into our lives. And I feel like some people bring really positive stuff into your lives to add to your table. And then I feel like, and this might be wrong, but I feel like people are brought into your lives and sometimes they don't bring good stuff to you. But what that causes you to do is to deal with that situation, understand and grow. And so even though it's maybe not positive for you, when you look at it, it actually is positive because it has caused you and made you grow as an individual and as a human, and it really does end up adding value to your life, even though it might seem like it right then and there.
Totally. Some of the best lessons growing are the most painful ones when we're in them. And they sometimes are just messy as can be, and it's no fun. And then we look back and go, whoa. I mean, I have countless of those stories. Countless. Mm-hmm. And every time I'm like, whoa, look at that. Huh. Everything works together for the good. It does not say everything is good.
Right. Ah, man. You are full of amazing quotes, I swear.
So it's like I just sit there and say, okay, so, you know, grow and learn, get back aligned and get about being a beneficial presence on the planet.
Oh, I just love it. Everything you have said today is just so just hitting right to just me personally. It's hitting right to what I strive for, you know, what I, you know, want to be. And I'm definitely at the beginning of that awareness and alignment journey. And I'm just so grateful that we were brought together today for this podcast. Cause like I said, I think we're going to help a lot of people when they listen to this as well.
Oh, good. I hope so. You know, I have a belief that if one person benefits from something I say, then I've won. I'm a world of winners. With me. So all the rest of the people that are going to benefit from our conversation, that's just extra wonder and goodness in the world.
That is perfect. Well, Diane, again, I thank you so much for agreeing to be here with me today. Can you repeat the name of the book that kind of goes along with this process?
The name of the book is Hope Realized.
Okay. I am definitely going to get that book because it's just going to be more little jewels from you. So I am looking forward to it.
It's 366 days of meditation. No 2 days. There's a word of the day for every day. No two repeat with different quotes. And then I unpack the quote and give homework. And there's a place to journal. So there's a place to keep track. And it starts with day one. So you can start it any day of the year because, and if you stay on one for longer, then you stay on that. And it's a great book. It's transformative in nature, especially when somebody's dedicated to every day feeding their mind with something that they can just add, you know, to who they are. So it's called Hope Realized.
Hope Realized. And then
as a lighthouse on it.
Okay. And then in the web social media world, how can people find you? And if they want to speak with you directly or just get to know more about you?
Well, my main website is visionsapplied.com. And from there, you can connect to my personal website, which is msdianeallen.com. And I offer a free 20-minute phone call, chat discovery call. So if somebody wants to have questions or they just want to get a little few little nuggets or whatever, they can sign up on either of those websites for that call with me at any time, because I love to help people. I also answer emails. So if somebody contacts me through the website, I always answer personally. No, my assistant does a lot of work for me, but I do that. And I'm on Instagram at Ms. Diane Allen. And I'm also on Facebook. My page that you can follow the most on is Diane A. Allen. And Diane has two N's in it. So it's D-I-A-N-N-E, middle initial A, last name Allen, A-L-L-E-N. And my Visions Applied page too. There's two pages on Facebook. And if you really love the stuff I'm talking about and you want more of it, the best place to get the most of it is Someone Gets Me. That's the name of my podcast, is Someone Gets Me. And I have a community. And you go for that, you go to members.someonegetsme.com. And it's a free community where I'm posting there at least 4 or 5 times a week, inspirational, really cool things. I have an inner circle. There's a course on there too, but that's where I put more of my kind of focused nuggets of information. And I'm getting ready to start up Together on the Porch.
Oh, what's that?
Together on the Porch. I did it last year from April to November, where 7 days a week at 9 a.m. Eastern time, I do a Facebook Live. After I have meditated and spent time in nature with whatever comes to mind that I want to share with people, whatever lesson, whatever inspiration is coming through, I share them on the porch. And so I sit on my porch, I have my mug of, and I always share like what we're drinking, like to put a picture of your mug up, and we have tea or coffee together. And I just share what's going on and what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling or something inspiring maybe that came up to kind of start everybody's day off uplifted and positive and hopeful, because hope is so important. So there's lots of ways to find me. I mean, I'm like everywhere you want to be. Like,
well, I cannot wait. I'm definitely getting the book. I'm definitely going to start following the podcast. I'm already following you on Facebook, and I just can't wait to continue my journey along with you, because I will be, you know, checking in with your, all of your stuff. And like you said, you're everywhere. You're the, what is it? The Amex of spirituality.
Right. I had somebody yesterday or a little while ago said I was, that being around me is like taking your multivitamin every day.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I know. Isn't that great? I never was called a multivitamin before.
You are a great multivitamin, Diane. And again, thank you so much for doing this with me. And I look forward to just reaching out and and being with you more. And everybody, please make sure you look at the books, her websites, her Facebook, her podcast. You will not be sorry for letting this multivitamin into your life. So everybody have a great week, and I will see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Lydia.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @sip_the_sauce. And make sure you check for new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great day.